The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the third chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as an ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then should we do?" In reply, he said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusations, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people, the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. I'd like to invite the children to come up. So I know it's not Christmas yet, but you're all getting candy cans. And so here's what I want you to do. I want you to hold it like this. And so we have the letter J. The J is for Jesus Christ, our promised Savior. I want you to hold it like this. This is the shepherd's staff. Jesus is the good shepherd, and he shepherds and hears the voices of his people and follows up. Come on up, Sky, I got one for you. Now I want you to look at the red stripes. The red stripes are for Christ's blood, which he sheds for all of us on the cross. And the white is our sins were washed away by the sacrifice of our sinless Savior, Jesus Christ. And so let us pray. Heavenly Father, in this day of joy, we take this sweet candy and we remember the gift that is coming into the world, your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Go in peace. All right, so before I get going here, this sermon is coming with an advisement, and here's the advisement. You're going to have to sing with me. And so I'll start us out, and then when the time comes again to sing, I'll need you to sing with me. Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every
every heart, prepare him room.
Full stop, you brood of vipers. John the Baptist exclaims to the crowd coming to be baptized. John could care less about what Ancestry.com or 23andMe has to say about where they came from. And he told them their relation to Abraham means nothing, because what matters is bearing fruits. That in this baptism of repentance, change is meant to come. And this change shows itself. And so they ask him, well, what are we supposed to do, John? And he says to them, give what you have extra of. If you have two of something, give one of them to someone who doesn't have one at all. Don't extort money from people. Charge a fair wage for the services that you offer. Don't threaten people to get them to do things. Don't bear false accusations against someone to get ahead, to get more money. John the Baptist proclaimed a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. It is in this water that we find life and salvation. Sing with me. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth her King, let every heart prepare him room. This is the season of preparing for him, our Lord and Savior, this room within us. So what is that thing you need to remove? Do you have excess you should share? What is the sin you need to repent of? Because when we repent and focus on Christ, it's not just the world, but you. You will have this joy of living in this freedom in Christ, to be able to proclaim who this Christ is to the world, but to also feel this revealed to yourself every single day. And so what needs to be removed? What do you need to repent of? Because if Christ is not at the center of your heart, the center of your being, something else is keeping you from the fullness of who you are, of who you are able to be, of how you are able to live and act best amongst God's people. Let's try that again. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let repentance for us is to turn away from ourselves, from the selfishness, the selfish desires that we have within us. Those things that turn us away from caring for others. Those things that turn us away from Christ. Are you ready to let this room be opened inside of you so that you can live into this fullness? Trust me, you all know I'm full on Lutheran. Your salvation is won through Christ. But what I'm talking about is this change that happens in this repentance that John is talking about. And that this change, this turning away from ourselves and this selfish nature moves us to this life in Jesus, this salvation that we receive in Christ. Because it is in Christ, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, that we find this true joy, this true openness, this true abundance of what it means to live with one another. Are you prepared to have room for that? Our Lord and Savior is coming. He comes with abundant joy for you, for me, for all of the world. Are you prepared for that? Are you prepared for a world to be changed? A world that loves, a world that accepts, a world that is embraced by a loving God through a son who was born in a manger, born to live, born to teach, born to give us ways to do life and church together, and born to die so that we can have this full joy, this full love, this full freedom in our Lord and Savior. And so that when we sing these words again, for the last time, I promise, that our hearts are ready to receive this King, that we have prepared Him room, and that the world, in all of its entirety, will live in and be in this joy. So sing it with me one more time. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth